Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm very surprised at the amount of people that can't figure out the Harper and Machado drama of what's going on this offseason, and everybody seeming to be baffled. And I'm seeing segments on national radio shows, television shows, where they're trying to figure out what's going on with the Harper and Machado off seasons. Why is neither one of them signed by now? And I'm telling you, there's two answers, two possible answers. And anyone who tells you that they know the answer, which one of my two answers is right, anyone who tells you that they know is lying, because they do not know. But there's only two answers that are right. And I know Brian McKeon is a big baseball fan, pushing all the buttons, making sure we stay on the air today on the network. So, Brian, I'm going to ask you, give me one of the two reasons Harper and Machado have not signed yet.
The financial value they're being offered is not meeting what they want.
Correct. There's one of the answers. There's one of the answers. And I'm going to ask Anthony Piano, another big baseball fan, huge baseball fan, the quarterback of this show, our offensive coordinator, the guy who calls the plays in my headset until we shut off his mic 15 seconds before we go back on the air. Anthony, I ask you, you just heard McKeon give you one of the reasons. What's the other reason why Machado and Harper may not have signed yet?
One of them doesn't want to sign because they're kind of waiting on each other, because one's afraid that if one signs, then the agents worry that the other one's going to be getting all the attention that afterwards.
Okay, and well, I think that sort of goes on. You and Brian there on the same page almost. The financial value, they both want to have the highest financial value. Both of their agents want to have the highest financial value. So that's sort of the same reason. That's one. The other one being the team that has offered them the most, they want to leverage that deal to get more. Those are the only two reasons, folks. Like, maybe the White Sox deal is the biggest they've been offered, and they don't want to be a White Sox. Or the Phillies deal is the offer that's the most, and then they're considering, maybe I don't want to be a Philly. It is not hard to understand. People are getting into conspiracy theories on this. People are getting into, these guys aren't going to get signed. These guys aren't going to get money. Look, folks, they haven't lost in these negotiations at all. The only people complaining right now, Harper and Machado aren't complaining. Do you think they're on the phones to their agent saying, oh my gosh, we're not signed yet. Spring training's getting ready to open up. I have nowhere to go. You don't think they've had a million conversations like that? They've got a strategy. They've got a plan. And they're not in any way. They're waiting for someone to blink and make them a better financial offer, period. They're hoping somebody's going to blink. The teams in Major League Baseball sent out their trucks this week. So if they're the Yankees and the Mets and the Braves and others, Phillies, they send their trucks down to spring training with all the equipment and everything like that. Those trucks went on the road and they've already left. They're heading out to Arizona too. So the Dodgers and the Giants and the Diamondbacks and all, they're sending all their stuff to their spring training sites. The teams and their fan bases are getting anxious. These players, they aren't. They aren't. Don't worry about it. These guys are going to do just fine. And they're not worried about getting paid. They know they're going to get paid. Maybe not the amount of money they wanted to get paid. But then they become like every single other person in almost every walk of life who thinks they should be paid a little more for what they're done, for what they do for a living. Except for me, I'm paid very generously, and I appreciate what I'm paid.
I'm not sure if you saw this report, John, that Harper, he's a big fan of Kapler and the roster that the Phillies have assembled. He was just wondering if the Phillies would be willing to move to another city.
I saw that on The Onion.
It's according to The Onion, yes.
Guess what, though? You're not un- – you, what I would believe is this, and I've said it since the beginning. I'm a Phillies fan. I would like Harper or Machado. I want either one of them, but I want Manny Machado more than Harper. And why? Because I believe that Manny Machado is more built to be able to handle playing in Philadelphia. Bryce Harper is a guy who has a reputation of being a little sensitive, which is absolutely the worst thing in the world for someone that's going to play in Philadelphia. Because I can promise you this, and I don't care what year of his career it is, if Bryce Harper goes on a 4-year deal, 6-year deal to Philly, whatever it is, Bryce Harper will be loved 3 or 4 months of the deal every single year. And the fans will ride him when he sucks. And he goes through a 3-for-54 streak, which, by the way, by his history in baseball, we know is going to happen. Manny Machado doesn't tend to give you these big, like, 3-week periods or so where you just go into a total funk. Manny Machado doesn't do that. Plus, I think finding a corner outfielder with some pop, especially when you have unlimited funds to spend, which pretty much the Phillies organization has a ton of money to spend, I think that's a lot easier to find. Manny Machado is much more built, I think, for that city and understanding that city and being able to handle that Bryce Harper.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.